We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, back at it here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Let's talk to former Browns receiver Rashard Hollywood Higgins here on 92.3 The Fan. Rashard, you got a one-day contract today. First off, congratulations on that, but how you been?
Man, first of all, thank you so much. I've been amazing, bro. I've been amazing. I had a lot of time to just sit back and reflect. A lot of memories in this building, you know, as I'm walking this scene with Kirko today, it's just a surreal moment.
I mean, I can only imagine. Now, how did this all come to be? It kind of took a lot of Browns fans by surprise. You're such a beloved Brown, but it took a lot of people by surprise.
You know what? As I continue to just have more kids, I got two right now, and it's like, you know what? Being a full-time dad don't seem like a bad idea. So I'm taking it head on. You know, football was amazing to me, and now I want to give that to my kids. You know, just be there for them, watch every step of them growing, and ultimately supporting them as well. So I had a lot of time to think about it, and here we is. Today was the day.
Rashard, let's go back to some of your days here with the Browns. Spent many seasons here, of course. Are there any fond memories or anything that stands out that, you know, as you head off into the sunset here from your football playing days that you're going to remember from Cleveland?
Yeah, for sure. The iconic moment between me and Baker where we took that, it was a legendary photo that someone took, and it was Baker's first win here as a Brown. I think it was a double pass. Jarvis threw it to Baker in the end zone, and I was right behind him, and he was celebrating, and that was iconic, bro. That was the start of a tradition for this organization. You know, I think the next year we wind up going to the playoffs, and you know that's the standard here. But man, I have so many memories, and I can't just put it all out right now. But I had a blast here, bro. I really did.
Yeah, you know, it feels like, and it's so many good memories, obviously, but it feels like, maybe I'm just speaking for myself here, but in my perception of the Browns was, it was a bottom-of-the-basement franchise until about the time that you arrived, and then you and Baker and everyone else, and you guys have kind of took the Browns to another level before now passing it off to now where we're in the Deshaun Watson era, where you're winning double-digit games and the expectations are really high. Do you guys feel like you guys almost set the stage? You guys walked so this team can run?
Absolutely. I definitely believe that. You know, when Baker came in, so did, like, Jarvis came in the next year, if I'm not mistaken. And, bro, the bar was set. You know, Jarvis had a lot of high expectations for our group, and so did everybody else. We was just tired of the losing. And the ones that they kept, we was all bought in. And beating the Steelers in that first that game to get to the playoffs, bro, that was an unreal moment, you know. And it was just like we worked so hard for this moment, and here it is. And now the bar is set, you know. We expect playoffs out of everyone that comes here, and nothing less, you know. We want the ring, but we definitely expect y'all to go to the playoffs.
You know, looking back on your time with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, you know, it was some ups, some downs, you know, some wins, some losses. You know, you go to the playoffs. I mean, there was obviously a lot of good that happened when y'all were playing here together. I guess I'm curious your thoughts. I mean, now that you're not a current player, you can talk about it honestly. Some fans think Baker kind of got screwed here in Cleveland. He goes to Carolina, then Los Angeles, then Tampa Bay, and then takes him to the playoffs and now gets the big contract. Looking back on it, I mean, should Baker still be in Cleveland?
You know what? It's hard to talk on. You know, God gave him the best for his situation. You know, he's at Tampa Bay now, and he's doing what he's meant to do. He took the team to the playoffs. What a hell of a player he is. And, I mean, he's always had it since day one. You know, he came in here and he was balling. And nevertheless, everyone knows what Baker has. And he has a tremendous skill talent that's going to lead Tampa Bay to a long way. So buckle up for Tampa Bay. And you just now got to see what Baker got in store for himself.
Rashard Higgins signed a one-day deal with the Browns to retire as a Brown this afternoon, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. So let me ask you, I'm always fascinated by what worked between the two of you, because I remember at times, and you were a great college player at Colorado State, you were a finalist for the Biletnikoff, like you were a very decorated college football player, but something clicked between the two of you. There was some connection that happened between you and Baker. What was it specifically that made the two of you guys work? Because we saw a lot of wide receivers come in and out and not really work the way that you two worked.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think it came down to just having to prove myself. You know, Baker came in and he had to prove himself off the bat. You know, even though he was a first round pick, he was still competing. And at the time, I was competing as well too. So I really feel like it came down to that. Like, hey, if we're gonna compete, we're gonna do it at the highest level, and we're gonna show them what we got. And day in, day out at practice, we showed that. And then it got to the game, and we continued to show it. And you guys got to see how hard we worked on the practice field. So Baker's still my boy. We still talk to this day. I just asked him, what are you spending all that money on? he said diapers. So, I mean, that was a good choice. So,
did you give him any parenting advice?
Say it again?
Did you give him any parenting advice?
Not yet. I haven't told him anything about just life in general, but I did tell him how having a kid is unbelievably phenomenal. You know, words cannot describe how much you would love your own child, you know. It's an amazing feeling, and I'm so happy for him.
No doubt about it. Let me ask you about the current Browns. Have you spent any time around? Obviously, you played with a couple people that are still on this Browns team, but I'm thinking wide receivers specifically. Are you close at all, or do you know Amari Cooper? Do you know Jerry Jeudy at all? Do you know any of the younger players that have been added here?
Yeah, me and Coop, we DM from time to time. Me and Jerry Jeudy used to train together, so we got a little relationship there. And James Prochet, he's actually from Dallas. So me and James used to work out all the time back in Dallas. He used to ask me, what's the NFL like and all this? And here he is at the same team that I played for.
So what type of player are the Browns getting in Jerry Jeudy?
Oh, he's a dog, man. He's a dog. He's a route runner, you know. And I think that's what this team needs, a route runner. You know, someone just like Coop, somebody that can take the top off of the defense, somebody that can run routes as well. He's not too far from Coop, I can tell you that. So he's a phenomenal player, and I can't wait to watch him this year as well.
What if he came out and said, "Hey, I want to do the Hollywood Walk. I want to steal your touchdown celebration. I want to bring it. That's what I'm gonna bring to Cleveland. I'm gonna take your touchdown celebration." Would you be for that? Would you be against that? What do you say?
Hey man, that Rich. That red carpet, man, I think it deserves like a gold jacket or something. You cannot pull that out no more. It cannot be used.
Retired. We didn't have a day for the throw on the red carpet out too. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Any message you have to Browns fans before we let you go here?
Thank you guys for cherishing all the moments with me. I cannot thank you guys enough for all the memories and just everything that Cleveland had to offer me. Cleveland is definitely somewhere that's special in my heart now. and I'll forever bleed brown and orange.
You are a joy to watch. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. Congrats on the retirement. Hopefully you just enjoy being a father and the rest of life treats you very well. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.